I feel like an elementary school teacher. If you can hear my voice, clap once. If you can hear my voice, clap twice. If you can hear my voice, let's give a round of applause to everybody here today. Few housekeeping things. If you are an elected official or someone running for office and you have not signed in with Rosetta, wave your hand in the white shirt. Please do so, because we want to make sure that everyone is acknowledged today. So make sure you sign in. And can we get all of our speakers who are on the program to please make their way to the stage? That would be State Representative Bruce Franks, Alicia Hernandez, Jamal Bijedek, Ben Coe, Corey Bush, Farrakhan Shagag. We can get all our speakers. Terry Wilson, Farrakhan Shagag. It's like herding cats. I am not your MC. I'm going to be getting out of your way very shortly. Hello, hello. Do we have enough chairs?
Architect is
starting. Is she here?
She's starting.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have enough chairs? Do we have enough chairs? Everybody? Everybody? If not, we might have to steal a chair or two. We good? So welcome. I'd like to kick it off with State Representative Bruce Franks.
First off, I'm going to be real short and sweet. How y'all doing? Hey, I would like to say thank you. Thank you to each and every person in this crowd on behalf of the organizers, because it wasn't me. It wasn't me by myself. This was a collective effort with the folks that you see here on this stage. People thought today was about a photo, and it's much bigger than a photo. This speaks to a systemic issue that we've been dealing with for a long time in the city of St. Louis. So what we wanted to do was make sure people understand how diverse St. Louis is, how colorful St. Louis is, how live St. Louis is. So the folks that you'll be hearing speak, the folks that you are sitting next to, that you're talking to, that you're networking with, this is St. Louis. This is what St. Louis really looks like. So give it up for yourselves. This has to do with the great Percy Green. Because we must remember those who came before us, who've been fighting a fight, because there's nothing new under the sun. And so we got to continue to fight these fights. They asked me on the radio today, they say, well, we sung this song again, and we're going to keep singing. I said, yeah, we're going to keep singing until they get the tune. So without further ado, what I like to do, first I'll welcome y'all to the 78th District, which I am the state representative of. And I would like to bring up the MC for today. It's a man who's been out there with us, who's had our back, who's been in the streets, not just in a pulpit, and someone who's proved that he's going to stand with us. So without further ado, I'll bring Reverend Gray.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm honored to be here. I look back at these young folk, and I'm reminded of something that happened in South Carolina in 2016. CNN interviewed an older black woman during the primary, and CNN asked the woman, she had to be about 94, 95, he said, who are you going to vote for? And she kind of looked around and didn't say anything, and he must have thought that her hearing was bad, so he raised the volume in his voice. He said, ma'am, who are you going to vote for? and her granddaughter was standing right beside her. And she said, I'm going to wait until my granddaughter votes, and I'm going to wait until she tells me who she voted for, because the young people can see farther than me. These young people up here can see farther than a whole lot of us. And so our obligation is to follow them. They're not going to lead us anywhere wrong. They're a lot more politically astute than we think they are. And so we're here today because diversity is who we are. We cannot, must not allow ourselves and our history and our contribution to history to be erased or forgotten. And so these young people have made sure that we are reminded of the contribution that all of us have made to the history of St. Louis. And so without any further ado, it's interesting that we have the daughter of the architect of this great project. Art is a labor of love. And so when she saw the picture, she reached out and she said, I want to be part of the do-over. I want to be part of doing this right. We want to ask Susan if she would come forth. Susan, once again, is the daughter, and she's going to speak to us in her own words.
Well, another beautiful day in St. Louis. In 1803, the United States were all east of the Mississippi, the lands and the people there. And with the Louisiana Purchase, the size of the country doubled. When my father entered the competition that became the St. Louis Arch, or the Gateway Arch, he wanted to create a beautiful symbol for the citizenry, a bridge from the east to the west, and a bridge also from the past to the future, a bright future. On behalf of my father, I'd like to thank you all, everyone who's contributed to the reconstruction of the Gateway Arch National Park, a park that is a symbol for the brighter future that's coming that my father really wanted to see. Thank you.
As we go through the program, we will acknowledge, as was indicated, elected officials, and we will also acknowledge candidates. I was corrected, this is not a do-over. This is the first inclusive. It is not a do-over. It is the first inclusive. We want to recognize among us the mayor of our city, Mayor Lida Crewson. We want to recognize our mayor. Sitting beside her, we want to recognize our public safety director, Judge Jimmy Edwards. Because this is the first inclusive, the organizers sought to make sure there was representation from the community. And so we are going to ask Ms. Alicia Hernandez, who represents our Hispanic and Latino community, to come forward.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am so honored to be here. As the daughter of Mexican immigrants, I'd like to share some of that history with you. Small number of Mexican immigrants were arriving in St. Louis as early as the late 19th century. This was decades before this arch was built. As the Mexican population put down deeper roots in St. Louis, Mexican culture became more visible. Clubs, musical groups, restaurants were established as the Mexican community sought to share their culture. In the 1950s, that community was set back by a program of mass deportation dubbed Operation Wetback. This targeted undocumented immigrants. The government estimated they rounded up 1 million people nationwide, and that included some of our community from St. Louis. Today, Mexicans represent the largest portion of our region's foreign-born population. The Mexican and Latinx communities have become vital to the region. establishing businesses, and broadening the cultural fabric of St. Louis. The subject of race relations is central to the story of St. Louis, and it's often viewed as white and black. However, the diversity of our community is much larger than this binary. The third largest and fastest growing demographic in St. Louis is Hispanic, Latino, Latinx. It's important that black and brown communities have true representation to ensure we are given an equal part of the community that we've helped build. We find our voice in this continued conversation on racial equity through representation, opportunity, and we will continue to fight together toward a fair and equitable St. Louis. Aquí estamos y aquí nos quedamos. Thank you.
We also want to acknowledge from St. Louis County Councilwoman Rochelle Walton Gray. And it's all right to show them love. It's all right to show them some love. All right. We want to recognize Sheriff Vernon Betts, State Representative Steve Roberts, and we'll recognize others as we continue in the program. We want to call to the stage now Jamal Bajedic, and he is from the Muslim community. Not here yet. Vin Cole from the Asian American community.
Good afternoon, everybody. I also want to introduce my colleague.
Hi, I'm Pradeep Rajendran. I'm one of the board members of Asian American Chamber of Commerce. As a first generation immigrant from India, I'm really honored to be here to represent the diversity of St. Louis. Thank you.
So good afternoon. I want to take a second to thank all the organizers and the people that have been able to make this event possible. My name is Vin, and I'm a lifelong St. Louisan. I learned a lot of things during my life in St. Louis as an Asian American. I learned at an early age in the St. Louis public schools that I looked different, that my eyes and name were out of the ordinary, and that St. Louis isn't the answer people are looking for when they ask me where I'm from. I also learned that my family immigrated to St. Louis to work in my grandma's cousin's restaurant in East St. Louis. I learned that St. Louis was once home to a thriving Chinatown. And I've learned that the history doesn't always repeat itself, but it does rhyme. Growing up in St. Louis, I've always struggled with a sense of belonging in the region. I've had to explain to people that there are places where I do not feel welcomed. I was at the Arch Grounds on July 4th, and walking around, I could see people from all different backgrounds were here and welcomed. We must cherish these spaces where people feel welcome and have a sense of belonging. To draw on my friend D. Nichols, this is about affirming that the Arch, the icon of our city, is a place for all of us. We are all here today because we care about the future of our region. We did not get to where we are in a day, and I can assure you that the journey to equity is long and at times painful. But the road we walk on must be paved with trust and accountability. It is up to us to become the leaders that have the strength to build that trust, relationships, and we must speak out to ensure that everyone is at the table. This is proof of the awesome things that our region can do. Let's continue that momentum towards a greater St. Louis. Thank you.
We want to recognize Dan Gunther, Ninth Ward Alderman. Annie Rice, Eighth Ward Alderwoman. Courtney Curtis, candidate for the 76th State District. Rasheen Aldridge, Democratic Committeeman. Danny Sample, Democratic Committeeman. And we want to recognize Ken Franklin from Bi-State and Jim Hall, President of the Great Rivers Parkway. This is a beginning. This is a beginning. We've got a lot of people out here. Everybody with different views, different opinions. That's what makes this city great. This is not the only thing that we do. We've shown up in different places. We'll continue to show up. One person who continues to show up with us, she shows up in City Hall. She shows up in state government. She shows up around this country. And she speaks about great things in St. Louis, our city treasurer, Tashara Jones.
How's everybody doing? I want to welcome you all again to what I call the people's ribbon cutting, because the arch belongs to the people and was built by the people and was paid for by the people. I've been saying something repeatedly, but I think it bears repeating today. St. Louis needs to change. Not polite, incremental change, but real change, the change that hurts. We've been talking about racial equity since Ferguson. We need to stop leaving our racial equity lenses at home and start asking the hard questions every time we're in a room about who's in the room and who's at the table. If you look at the photos from last Tuesday and compare it to the one in 1965, it doesn't look any different. And in 2018, in 2018, that is unacceptable. The arch is here for the region, for the people, for all of the people. And in 2012, I was assistant minority leader in the Missouri House and represented the same place before redistricting. And during that time, I helped pass an increase in sales tax that subsequently went on the ballot for Proposition P to pay for this project. And after I was sworn in as treasurer, I called a meeting together of all of the parking operators, which had never been done before, all of the people who own and operate garages in the downtown area. And we agreed to make sure that the business that we offered was accessible, that was secure, and safe, and that people would know where they're going when they pull their little parking tags as they parked. Because we had to convince the Department of Interior that we had adequate parking if we tore down the north garage, which used to be attached to the arch grounds. I tell you all of that story because it's important to know the history of this project and the people who were involved to what you see today. But this bears repeating. St. Louis needs to change. Let us also remember that we are in the shadow of the great old courthouse. And in front of the courthouse is a statue of Dred and Harriet Scott. Let us also remember, as we have earlier today, that Percy Green, who 54 years ago this month climbed a construction ladder up the north leg of the partially completed arch to call attention to the lack of minority participation. And that's why we're here today, again, calling attention to the lack of minority participation. How long are we going to sing this song? Let us also remember the community, the poor and black people who lived here on the riverfront, who were displaced when the arch was cleared in 1939. And let us remember that St. Louis needs to change. And a part of that change, I'm proud to introduce you today to Eric. I'm going to butcher your last name, honey, but come on up here. This is the executive director of the City Arch Park Foundation. Yes, give him a round of applause. Because he, along with the National Park Foundation, the National Park Service, helped us put this event together today. And he and I had a long conversation about what happened. And I also want to recognize Carlos Ramirez, who made that conversation happen. Carlos with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Because what Eric and I have agreed to do is to make sure that we work together to make sure stuff like this never happens again. And so I want to let Eric say a few words to you, and then we'll get on with the program. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, Tashara, for this opportunity and for all you've done to help make this project possible. For years, we focused on making this museum the story of everyone involved in our community. That's why we are so sorry the ribbon cutting on Tuesday did not reflect this commitment.
Thank you.
We missed the mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm thankful to be here today to participate in this important event. The Gateway Arch is a symbol of St. Louis, the city that we all love. We say thank you to the leaders gathered here today for recognizing the work done here and the ongoing effort to bring the city of St. Louis together for a stronger future we can all be proud of. Thank you.
As we call out, we're going to call out candidates, but I don't know if anybody's recognized. In this election, you probably have more millennial candidates, young folk running who... I don't know if anybody's paying attention. From the Ferguson protests, those who have been involved in the front line, if you look around at the people, the energy that's coming, the people that are showing up to run, this ain't no game, this ain't no joke. And I know that somebody mentioned being at the table, and we said it. They're not going to be content with just sitting at the planning table. They're not going to stop until they're sitting at the table where decisions are made. The planning table is one table. That's a big table. The decision-making table is a much smaller table. That's where they want to be. That's where they're going to be. I understand that Jamal is here, and we're going to ask Jamal to come now.
It's an honor to be here. My name is Jamal Bijedic. I'm a police chaplain with the St. Louis Police Department. I'm a first Muslim chaplain in the city of St. Louis. I'm originally from Bosnia. I came to this city in 1997, you know, from Bosnia because of the war doing in my country. We have a large Bosnia community, around 50,000, and different immigrant community living in this city. And it's an honor that you guys call me to, you know, here today, because there's a lot of immigrants community that basically couldn't come, or, you know, usually are not so political, or, you know, so, you know, St. Louis is a great city. It gives a lot of opportunity to different immigrants, you know, from different countries. Like I said, we have a lot of Bosnian population, Somalian, Palestinian, and different ethnic group, you know, and I'm very honored to be here today, you know. And hope, and we, in the future, we want to make this city better. And you know, I understand a lot of people are upset what happened, but you know, everybody's a human. You know, even politicians make mistakes. People make mistakes. So, like I said, the elections are coming. So you know, you guys know who the candidates that you guys want to have, new candidates or different representatives. So thank you again so much for having me, and have a good day.
We want to recognize the president of our Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed. Alderwoman Marlene Davis. State Representative Shamar Duggan. Alderwoman Christine Ingracia. I wanted to make sure I said it properly. Now we're going to go ahead with our three final speakers, and then we'll acknowledge other candidates, because we want to get to the ribbon cutting. Terry Wilson is a city councilor at Jennings. He's also a member of the Jennings School Board, and he is here representing Councilwoman Hazel Irby.
All right, Terry.
How y'all doing, St. Louis? How y'all doing, St. Louis? My name is Terry Wilson. I hail from St. Louis County, the great city of Jennings. And I'm here on behalf of County Councilwoman Hazel Irby of the 1st District. Give it up for County Councilwoman Hazel Irby. She would definitely be here if she was able. Let's make sure we keep her in our prayers. But these are her words verbatim. I want you to take a listen. All right. I would like to thank Bruce Franks for recognizing and addressing this injustice immediately, as well as Treasurer Tashara Jones, Rasheen Aldridge, Farrakhan Shagag, and Terry Wilson, and many others. I support this event wholeheartedly. However, we should not be here today to protest the exclusion of African Americans from the July 3rd arch ribbon cutting ceremony. Nor should we be here to accept an apology for being excluded from the ceremony, because there has been no apology. Apologies are for accidents, like bumping into someone or inadvertently stepping on someone's foot. What happened here was no accident. Apologies for things done intentionally that are not accidents require the offending party to be contrite. That means they have a feeling of regret and guilt. Contrition also requires the offending party to atone for the offense. The people who are guilty of this offense are not contrite, and they definitely have no plans to atone. Our reason for being here today is on behalf of the African American community, and all those underrepresented, to reject the cynical PR stunt that's being called an apology. This so-called apology isn't even for us. It's for the perpetrators, to make them feel better about what happened here on July 3rd. In a city that is over 45% African American and has many African American elected officials, this was inexcusable. So keep your apologies. We will not let you add insult to injury. But I am sorry. Sorry that when it comes to civic and political leadership, the event on July 3rd is the best St. Louis can do. We gotta do better. Stay woke, St. Louis. I love you.
We also want to bring now one of Ferguson activists. She's a candidate for the 1st Congressional District. She is one of the organizers of this event, Ms. Cori Bush.
So this right here is comfortable to me. This space is comfortable to me. I don't know about you, but when I'm standing here in this space, I feel comforted, because this is what I see when I walk outside my door. This is what I see at the grocery store. This is what I see when I go to work. This is what I see at the hospital. This is what I see at the post office. This is St. Louis, not what we saw the other day. This is St. Louis, and this is what we celebrate. On the Gateway Arch's website, it says that the Gateway Arch celebrates the diverse people who shaped the region and the country. If you look just that way, our city treasurer, Tashara Jones, just spoke about Dred Scott. and his wife, Harriet. So when you look that way and you see the old courthouse, and when we think about what happened there, we think about the case that was heard, and we think about how the ruling came down in 1857 that said, oh, that African-American, that black folk aren't really citizens. That happened just right there. Black folks were auctioned just right there. Clark Street, Locust Street. Black folks were auctioned on Broadway. So we're talking about right here in this area where those same people that stood across and cut that ribbon didn't acknowledge the folks who are ancestors to those that were over there getting auctioned. There is an article that says that the Gateway Arch is hailed for linking the rich heritage of yesterday with the richer future of tomorrow. We can look at that two ways. What rich heritage are they talking about when back then we were being auctioned? When Alicia just got up and spoke about what was happening to our Latinx community. When we talk about what's happening right now, think about what's happening at our borders. Think about our children being separated from their families. Think about the same thing that was happening right here in this town. The connection should have been made. They were being separated right here, and they're being separated now in the year 2018, and you should have acknowledged us. So, but because you didn't, we decided to do this to show what St. Louis really is. This is St. Louis. This is our St. Louis. We changed this. We moved this city. We moved this county because we are the people and we're standing together. We are standing together. Thank you.
Our final speaker. I've been in politics a long time, but I haven't seen anybody work as hard as, well, maybe with the exception of Corey and Bruce. Brother Farrakhan Chigal, y'all show him some love.
First off, first and foremost, before I say anything, DJ Tab over here, we got to give a huge shout out to our DJ, y'all, for coming on such short notice. And everyone on the stage behind me, everyone that sat in the room, and everyone that text, emailed, inboxed, that said that we got to do something. All of you all that are out here today, we appreciate you. We salute you all, because what is here today, right here, right now, at this critical moment, it's the true St. Louis. So give yourselves a round of applause. And you may ask me, well, why do Farrakhan got on this hard hat? Why do Farrakhan Chigal, candidate for state representative in the 86th district that's coming live from Wellston, one of the poorest cities in St. Louis County in the state of Missouri, who am I to stand up here with a hard hat and to talk to you? Well, first and foremost, to all of you all who are asking that question, what's next? Put on a hard hat. Put on a hard hat and to go to the places that you don't normally go. Put on a hard hat and go to your city hall and go to your St. Louis County elected official and hold them accountable for everything that they're doing. Go to your neighbor. Go to your brother. Go to your sister. Go to your grandparents. And tell them, well, what's next is that we all going to work together. We're going to move St. Louis forward. We're going to put the cynicism. We're going to put the hate. We're going to put the evil. And we're going to put all of the backstabbing aside. And we're going to move St. Louis forward. Yeah. And if you are not part of that, then you need to get out the way for those that's trying to do the work. Yeah. What you see here today, you see black, you see white, you see Hispanic, you see Asian, you see Muslim, you see Buddhist, Christian, Islam, Christianity, Catholics, you see it all. You see it all. Now, I ain't mean to get up here and talk this hard, but I'm passionate about what I see here today. I'm passionate. Justin, I appreciate you, bruh. That's the difference between having justice and not having it equitable, bruh. That's the difference. Let's make it equitable. Let's make it equitable for everybody, for every child, for every parent, for every grandparent, every teacher, every elected official.